5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Happy Sunday, Croc Nation. Dr. Tommy and Ellie here for you once again, another Sunday with you know what that means, Angel Santana. Have faith, let it begin, my dear friend on the other side of the glass. Good Sunday to you there, sir.
Happy Sunday and happy May 1st.
Wow. I'll tell you, this year is flying by.
Yes. Are you enjoying this winter spring?
No, but it beats winter. So I am happy about that.
Awesome.
So we're going to continue our module on computer science for the cancer survivor. And this week's episode is going to be about one of my favorite things to do after I'm done working 18 hours and then doing all my 2 hours of puttering and I have my 4 hours of sleep. I give myself 30 minutes to lay in bed and watch this amazing channel. This is a magical channel. This channel can teach you how to repair your toilet, how to repair your Frigidaire microwave. It can teach you how to repair your Speed Queen washer. It can tell you how to keep the hedgehogs out of your your tomato beds and your flower beds. It can teach you how to keep your pipes from unfreezing. And it's called YouTube. And today we're going to teach our cancer survivors how to use YouTube and some of the, I always call it the good, the bad, and ugly of YouTube. Do you use YouTube at all when you do your DI? What does Rod call it? The do-it-yourself DIY.
My podcast will stream the episodes. I do that so that people that don't have access, they can go to YouTube and it's the audio version only. There's a couple of video versions, but yeah, I use YouTube.
There you go. But how do you use it for yourself in your life?
Oh, I'm sorry. And again, here we are again, not answering the question that you asked.
So that means tomorrow I'll be getting all capital email from you tomorrow.
And you know what's funny? I do find myself on YouTube, especially when I need something particularly to fix. For example, I just had my oil change and my oil light inside has to get reset. They never do it. So I have to do it. So I go on, I look at Honda and it gives me a 40 second to do and I do it. So it's a great tool when things break down and you can find out how to fix things.
Now imagine this scenario. So there was a movie I was just in the mood to watch. It was called Remo Williams, The Adventure Begins. And it was with Fred Ward and with, what is his name? Joel Gray. And it was one of my favorite movies as a teenager and a young adult. And I checked Apple TV. I checked Netflix. I checked every possible venue. And it was like almost like a book that went out of print. It's just not available. So where do I go? I go to YouTube. And what's there is the full version of Remo Williams, The Adventure Begins. And it's a must watch for all of our cancer survivors. And it was awesome. There were some commercials or whatever, but YouTube is just absolutely amazing. But our survivors don't care about Remo Williams and they don't care about any of the other things that I use it for. What they want to know is how it can improve their journey, their survivorship journey. So there's an article that we're going to be talking about today. YouTube is an educational resource in medical education. And it's a review article. A review article, just to be quick, is just a search of the literature to see how many articles actually have been written, not about using YouTube necessarily as a tool, because we all agree that it's a useful tool, but the effectiveness of the tool and whether or not it's a legitimate tool. And I think our cancer survivors need to know these things because, you know, there's a lot of not so precise, is that a nice way of saying it? If not, just damn carpet bagging information that might be out there that might kind of mess up your journey or scare you a little bit. And then we're going to be talking about that as well. So basically, YouTube is a growing educational resource. Its broad implementation may lack guidance from evidence-based evaluations. And that's what's really scary, is because if you're going to go out there and try to get information that's specific to your cancer, you want to make sure the information is accurate. So social networking tools are now part of medical education and enable learners to acquire knowledge, stay up to date, present their knowledge to others, effectively and quickly communicate with others, and develop a sense of community. And they allow learners to control content, delivery, sequence, and pace of time. So this is really, I'm going to recommend that our survivors, that our crack survivors, start playing around with YouTube. And you don't have to start with cancer or your particular cancer. I watched Bobby Fischer destroy an international master in 20 moves. Someone was trying to teach me how to read the beach when I do my surf casting, and couldn't for the life of me understand what they were trying to tell me. They were one of these old salty dogs that were out there and been surf casting forever. When I was your age, surf casting here in the 1930s, when we didn't have all these fancy gadgets, and I would go in the water and I would fight the sharks by hand. So I didn't understand where they were coming from. So I would go on YouTube and they would have aerial views of the beach and show you where the chutes were and show you where the cut-throughs were, show you where the bait fish were running and show you where the fish that you were trying to target, you know, would follow the bait fish and whatever, and be able to kind of look at the shore and look at it a lot differently. And that's one of the things I love about YouTube, is the visual. It's so amazing. When I was a medical student and I would read these really dense textbooks and they would try to describe something, whether it be an operation or whether it be an anatomical process or whatever, or biochemical reaction, you know, you had nothing. You just had to read it and memorize it or try to visualize it to the best of your ability. But now when I do my anatomy lectures for the staff, or if there's a really, you know, vague and difficult structure that needs to be digitized in for one of our radiation planning patients, you know, I'll go right to the Memorial Sloan Kettering or the MD Anderson website, you know, I'm sorry, the YouTube site, and there'll be a lecture about the brachial plexus. There'll be a lecture, you know, about, you know, the cochlear nerve. There'll be a lecture about, again, something super bizarre and rare, I guess. And you'll be able to see it in three dimensions. There's a guy named Armando Huggensen from the Netherlands. He does these drawings in fast time, you know, he's a beautiful artist, and he'll go through the bilirubin metabolism, or he'll go through diabetes or the production of thyroid hormone or whatever. And he'll do it in a way that it's so visual. It's like right there in front of you. So it's just amazing, amazing stuff. The surgical procedures I mentioned. You could also subscribe, you know, to a YouTube superstar. So like John Skinner is my idol when it comes to surf casting. I have subscribed to John Skinner, and anytime a new video comes out, I'll get a text or whatever, an email, and I'll go watch it. I am the biggest fan of Have Faith and Let It Begin. I want to go to YouTube and I want to see my friend Angel Santana do his Have Faith, Let It Begin podcast on YouTube. I think it's great. One day our cancer survivors will be able to watch Angel and myself on YouTube with the Croc podcast. That's something we're hoping to get done by the end of the year. So really super, super important stuff. So let's go a little bit deeper now into the paper, and let's really talk about what it is that we want you to get out of this. So basically, the literature demonstrates a growing usage of YouTube among learners and practitioners as an informational and educational resource. The vast majority of undergraduate medical and radiation therapy students actually employ web-based platforms to source information. 78% of those students are using YouTube as their primary source of anatomy, you know, anatomy related video clips. That's pretty impressive. 86% of fourth year medical students and faculty use it for getting ready and preparing for a surgical procedure. But there is a lack of peer review. So all of this stuff is going out, these lectures, this information, these drawings, these visuals, these cartoons, everything that you're seeing that's so wonderful, they're made by a certain person. Now you hope that the person that, you know, is doing it is legitimate. And I would think probably greater than 90% of the time they are, but no one's there to police it. There's no one there to check on it. So please be careful about that. I did an experiment just before the podcast. I went on YouTube and I looked up three things that were sort of operative in my practice from today. So there's a young man that I saw with a brain tumor, and I was trying to explain to him about the different mutations and targets about his brain tumor. I went on YouTube and I saw a video that basically crystallized everything that I said and visualized it in such a beautiful, colorful, concise, and clear way that I should have just told the guy to go to YouTube and watch this, or put that clip on my phone or my iPad and show it to him there. There's a new type of radiation called flash radiation. You give radiation in milliseconds as opposed to weeks and weeks and weeks of radiation. And the theory is because you're giving radiation so quickly, you're killing the cancer cells, but the regular cells that also get damaged, and that's where you get the side effects, don't have the time to actually know that they've just been irradiated, whereas the cancer cells are depleted, their DNA is destroyed or whatever, damaged, and they can't repair it, and then they die. So again, a new modality. Proton therapy for prostate cancer patients. I saw three prostate cancer patients today. I talked to them about proton therapy, and I tried to describe them what the proton machine is. Went to YouTube. There's some beautiful stuff there. So YouTube, guys, is definitely a useful and valuable tool, and I want you to use it as long as you realize that it's not peer reviewed and it's not, you know, exactly perfect. You have to be very careful. So here are our recommendations. Again, we don't just point out problems. We try to come up with solutions and recommendations. So medical educators should adapt evidence-based criteria and standards when reviewing and selecting from YouTube. So that's really important. So it's not, you know, not our generation, but the people, the young kids out there, what do they like, Angel? If they like something, they do a like. If they don't like something, they do a dislike. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's like an electronic raspberry, right? But there's a lot of power in that. And you know, from being a podcaster, you don't want anybody to not like you or to dislike you or not like you or whatever, or give you that electronic strawberry or raspberry. I'm sorry.
And it's not even so much as clicking on the dislike, which you have that capability. It's the fact that if you just don't like something, you can literally just not return. And word of mouth and lack thereof attention is just as big as clicking dislike as it is clicking like, you know? So
yeah, and it's very powerful, but it's not powerful for what we're telling our survivors that they need. It has nothing, whether they like it or not like it, or it's boring or not boring. I'm not saying that this is for everybody, but there are certain videos or certain clips on YouTube that a certain one of our croc survivors would definitely benefit from. So I don't care if 3 million people dislike that small clip, that one patient might derive unbelievable benefit from that.
Totally agree with that statement.
Yeah. Medical educators should consider potential barriers. A lot of lectures I go to these days, they're actually integrating YouTube into their lectures. So just like I do at work, I'll do a lecture about a certain anatomical area. And then what I'll do is I'll paste the link into my PowerPoint, and you hit the link and then it goes, takes you to the YouTube. But you got to be careful to make sure that all your internet connections are working, all that type of thing. So you don't look like a dummy, you know, when you're trying to do this really cool, powerful, and visually stunning presentation. As a community, medical educators should explore practical means to promote peer review. The thing that's missing is that we're not able to have, like, if I were to write a paper and submit it to our RED journal, which is the Radiation Oncology Journal, and the first person who reads it says, oh, this is a cool looking paper by Dr. Thomas Iannelli from Middletown, New York. It's written in crayon, but I really like it a lot. We're going to publish it. That's not the way it goes. I like the way it looks. I like the little drawings on the side. It goes through a peer review process. So why can't we peer review our YouTube videos, especially the lectures? Now, I happen to know who the people are to listen to and who the people are not to listen to, but our survivors don't. If I want to know something about, you know, prostate cancer, I'll go find Mike Zaleski from, you know, Memorial Sloan Kettering. You know, if I want to find out something about head and neck cancer, you know, I'm going to go find Eric Gendon, or I'm going to go find, you know, Corey from Mount Sinai. You know, it's just that type of thing. I know this, but they don't know this. So, Angel, before I ask you to weigh in, just to conclude, this scoping review, so the article, which we'll post, revealed the paucity of research. So there's really no research in evaluative work surrounding utilizing YouTube as an educational resource. However, we do know that it is a very impactful, powerful, stunning visually, and very, very helpful resource for our survivors. And we're hoping in the future for you guys that we make it even better. Angel Santana, Have Faith, Let It Begin. Tell me your thoughts.
I think this episode is another eye-opener. I think that people are just continuing to get educated as to all these tools that are available to you. Also want to point out that, you know, what we do here at the Croc Podcast is, you know, these modules, these, each episode is, I look at it as this enormous giant pizza. And I love pizza because pizza can have all different varieties, different toppings. And we are putting together the biggest pie for the biggest party. And I call it a party because knowledge is exciting. Knowledge is power, and knowing more about what cancer is or cancer survivors and all the other modules we've done is just remarkable. With that being said, this episode also opens the door to let all of you know YouTube is and can be a useful tool. It can be utilized by you on a daily basis for anything. Hopefully in the aspects of what we're talking about, it will be a useful tool, and it'll be even better when we are able to launch our visual version of our podcast so you can see us instead of just hearing us, and in turn also have more knowledge about the modules and more of a visual, because I'm a visual learner and I love that. So for that, the roads are just leading to success here at Croc Podcast.
And I want to just offer, to our survivors, if you don't know about YouTube or need some help on trying to, get your, jump into the deep end and not drown, Angel, Rod, or myself, you just email us. Angel will tell you how to do that. And one of the three of us will contact you and we'll hold your hand, electronically hold your hand, and we're not going to stalk you and we're not coming to your house. But we will help you get on track. So, Angel, how do people get in touch with us?
Well, there's many ways. We have social media. We have our Twitter account. But to answer his question, it's an inside joke, guys. But to answer his question, the email is podcast@crocvip.com. And I want to point out one thing. Just, I got to stress this, Tom. This is not going to a third party. This email is going directly to Tom and Angel. So that means when you send something, Tom and Angel receive it. Tom and Angel will respond. It is not anybody else. We have nobody here but us. We're dedicated. And then just like he said, if you want to learn about YouTube, I will dedicate time and do a Zoom meeting privately with you, and I will show you how to work around YouTube. I will volunteer my services right there.
Awesome, Angel. Thank you so much for doing that. Gratitude exercises as we do. Angel and I had dinner last night with the other board members. It was absolutely fabulous. We got some really great feedback on the podcast and the direction we're going, and hopefully our product will continue to get better, both technically and in content. So thank you to the board for giving up their night and coming and having dinner with us and talking about some great stuff and future directions. This is going to be the year of us getting the word out, Angel. I think that was the real take-home message. You know, we have a really good idea of what we want in the podcast and the curriculum and the modules and the episodes and the majors of, you know, the major categories and things. We know we're going to do 30 minutes or less, and everybody really thinks you and I have a great rapport, which I happen to agree with. I think you and I are way better than Abbott and Costello and, you know, Jerry Lewis and Dean Martin or any of the other twosomes through the history of vaudeville to the current time. So I think that we are, you and I are destined to greatness, Angel. We may take this platform and become Tom Cruise and give me another famous, like, you'll be Tom Cruise, obviously. I'll be Will Ferrell. That's what I'll be.
Nice.
Yeah.
And you know what? We're going to close out a little different today because you're going to hear shout outs. This is a surprise for you.
Let me hear.
Let me close out by saying this. Not only is Dr. Tommy Nelly an individual who does not want the pat on the back, does not expect the pat on the back, but he is dedicating his time, his gifts, and his talent to provide this platform for all of you. It would be wrong of me not to acknowledge the fact that we had celebrated another joyous occasion. Dr. Tommy Nelly's birthday was this past week. And I think that I can say and speak for the board when I say that you were created to be on this earth for a reason, and your purpose is showing each and every episode. From the bottom of my heart, it is truly an honor to be your co-host, your friend, and your brother in the eyes of our big guy upstairs. But more importantly, thank you for constantly giving us the gift of knowledge. And for that, I'm eternally grateful for everything you've ever done.
Angel, that was the sweetest thing anybody has ever said to me. I was going to fire you today, but after that, you're staying on. You're still the co-host. And you know what? I'm doubling your salary. So you're all set. Rod Freeman, what can I say about you? You just, every time we call you, and you probably look at the text and say, oh my God, it's Angel and Tom again. Every time we ask for anything, you're there. Rod Freeman, Small Biz Up. If you have a small business, you need some help. Anything you need, Rod is there with us. I could say that without even asking him. That's how great of a man he is. I got a chance to have a cup of iced tea with Michael John Benzea on Saturday. He looks fantastic. He's happy. He's living in the city. He's getting some good work. He just missed getting a major role in some TV show, but he's getting closer. He is going to be famous, and he dropped off a nice check for us on behalf of him and Charlotte Larson. Thank you, Michael. That'll get us through 2022. You're the best. And of course, to our board of directors, who we already shouted out to, and to our survivors. On behalf of Angel and the group, we absolutely adore you guys. We are here every week just to figure out a way of giving you a new tool to put in your toolbox, a new reference book to put in your survivor library. We need to give you that little edge, that little extra, that little push, that little lift that would sort of put you over the top and help you have a better survivorship. And we say the same thing every week. And I think it's really important that you know that we wish you a long, healthy, happy, and particularly cancer-free life. God bless you. God be with you. Peace.